Could Egypt fall into civil war? Urgent actions needed for the Sahel region? And we'll share the connection between Bibles, 900 miles, and Great Britain. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The world expects to see some kind of violence erupt despite the official outcome of Egypt's presidential election. Reports suggest protests are already being formed by both sides should they lose. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Egypt is a tinderbox.
If this situation isn't figured out soon, I mean, there could be a very strong civil war that lasts for a long time. We already know that there was a whole bunch of corruption in the midst of this election. So politically, it is an absolute mess.
What's Doyle's prognosis? He says it's just beginning to unravel with more protests, riots, and killings. While many would believe the evangelical church is stymied, Doyle says the uncertainty has
actually accelerated things. When we were in Egypt, we were hearing stories of more Muslims coming to faith in Christ this year than any of the Christian leaders could remember in several years past.
Be a doer with your financial support. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, time's running out to prevent the worst of a Sahel region food crisis. Global Aid Network Steve Watson says
it's still very dire. This last crop had a failure rate of 75%.
Several nations met Monday to determine what's needed to avoid another Horn of Africa situation. In the meantime, Gain's been responding. They sent 3 aid containers in 2 months to Burkina Faso and the Gambia. Working with national governments has provided distributors with protection and opportunities.
The government was so happy with getting the food that they just opened the doors for them to share the food, and along with that, they're able to share the gospel.
In fact, Watson says, as a result,
several people in one of the very poor communities have come to Christ, so they're even starting a church.
You can help with this work at our website. This is Mission Network News. A blazing 106 degrees Fahrenheit couldn't keep 75,000 Californians indoors. The Luis Palau Sacramento Festival drew a huge crowd in Central California with professional bands and athletes performing over Father's Day weekend. Each night, Luis Palau took to the stage to share the gospel message. Luis Palau Association's Levi Park says
Luis shared with everyone about God being your father because it was Father's Day, and I think young people resonated with that message just due to our society today.
3,500 people committed their lives to Christ there. Follow-up is underway.
We have pastors gathering all over the city to make sure that every one of those 3,500-plus people that came to Christ are connected to a church.
They're asking for prayer, though.
Just that people who have come to Christ this weekend and throughout the process, you know, that God's work that he promises that he starts in us will be completed through them.
And off the top of your head, what possible connection could there be between a cyclist, Bibles, and Great Britain?
I suppose for any cyclist, it's something that is a big challenge for anybody to take on. And we hope to cycle the 900 miles from Land's End to John O'Groats in about 9 days. So that's 100 miles a day.
That's Michael Fitch, a director at Biblica. On July 7th, he and his brother-in-law are riding the length of Great Britain to raise awareness and funds for some key Bible projects.
The 3 projects we're focusing on are the Reach for Life project, helping young people engage with Scripture in a practical way. The Digital project, helping those 70% of the world's population who can't read or write access Scripture in a very modern way. And then helping to raise money for 1 million Bibles for China.
Our featured link section will connect you to Fitch's support page.
Hopefully, as people make small steps, they might make bigger steps in due course.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, Mission Network News is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide that will help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins July 20th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.